Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to be diving deep into the concept of kingdom collaboration.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's something that Glenn Blakeney unpacks on his website, kingdomreformation.org.
Okay.
And we're going to be taking a look at his teaching notes and podcasts. He really kicks things off with this thought about Jesus expanding his team from 12 disciples to 70.
Yeah, that's quite the jump. What do you think was behind that?
Yeah, that is a great question. Any theories before we jump into Blakeney's thoughts on this?
Well, I'm sure it wasn't about reaching some sort of arbitrary growth target, but I'm really drawing a blank here.
Well, Blakeney suggests that it wasn't about strategy at all.
Okay.
It was something much deeper. He describes Jesus looking at the crowds
Yeah.
and seeing not just faces, but souls desperately needing help.
Oh, wow. That really puts things into perspective.
It does, right?
Yeah.
And that actually makes me think of Jesus' mission statement in Luke 19:10.
Oh, seeking and saving the lost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe it wasn't just about the numbers, but the sheer scale of need,
Yeah.
demanding more workers.
Exactly. And Blakeney really emphasizes how overwhelming the need was. It's like Jesus is saying, look, we need all hands on deck here.
Yeah, definitely.
And this brings up a point that Blakeney keeps circling back to. You know, this call isn't just for Jesus's time, it's for us too.
Right.
So, how do you feel? Do you feel like we as individuals share that same urgency for the people around us?
That is a really good question.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I always see things through that lens of compassion. But Blakeney doesn't just leave us with guilt. He gets into how this call escalates, how God makes it clear this is serious business.
Oh, okay. How so?
He uses these Greek words from Luke 10 to show the progression.
Ah, cool. I always love it when we can go back to the original language. So, what are the words?
Yeah, me too. And even the language gets more intense, as you were saying.
Oh,
So
wow.
he starts with "and dakhnimi,"
Adadikni. Okay, what's that mean?
which means a public kingly appointment. Imagine being chosen as the king's representative. There's weight to that.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of responsibility there.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's not just a suggestion, it's an official sending out.
Right.
Then he talks about apostolo,
Apostolo, okay.
which is still about being sent,
Yeah.
but now with authority, like Jesus gave his disciples. Is that right?
Precisely. It's more than just, you know, going somewhere. It's about being empowered to act on Jesus's behalf. But then Blakeney brings in this third word that really shifts the tone.
Oh.
Ekbalo.
Ekbalo, okay.
This one means a forceful expulsion, like demons being cast out.
Whoa.
This, yeah.
Okay, so suddenly it's not just a mission trip, it's spiritual warfare.
It is.
So does Blakeney connect this word to other parts of the Bible where it's used?
He does. He gives a bunch of different examples, like
Mm-hmm.
driving out demons, Jesus clearing the temple.
Okay.
It emphasizes that this call to action isn't passive.
Right.
It's active and it's powerful.
So I'm seeing a pattern here. It seems like this kingdom collaboration is less about, signing up for a committee and more about being swept up in something much bigger than ourselves. Almost like we can't help but get involved once we understand the urgency.
That's a great observation. And it actually leads perfectly into Blakeney's next point, the idea of lifting up our eyes.
Oh, yeah. But it's not literal, is it?
It's not literal.
Okay. More about shifting how we see things?
Exactly. Like putting on a new pair of glasses
Okay.
to help us see the world the way God does.
But how do we do that? How does Blakeney suggest we actually do that?
Well, he says it's about being aware of the spiritual needs around us. Recognizing those, what he calls ripe fields ready for harvest,
Okay.
just like Jesus talked about in John 4. But he also throws out a challenge.
Oh.
He says, are we missing those opportunities because we're too focused on our own lives?
Wow. Yeah, that one hits home.
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and miss what God's doing. So how do we practically start lifting up our eyes? Is there some sort of eye exercise Blakeney recommends?
Not quite. But he does lay out three key areas where we can partner with God.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
And it's not about everyone becoming like a globe-trotting missionary.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So let's break down those three areas. What's the first one?
The first area Blakeney highlights is prayer.
Okay.
It might seem obvious,
Yeah.
but he really emphasizes it as the foundation for everything else. He even uses this example of Epaphras from Colossians 4:1,
Okay.
who's described as laboring fervently in prayer for other believers.
I get it. Prayer sets the stage, but I'll admit, sometimes it feels like I'm just talking into the void,
Yeah.
How does Blakeney connect prayer to this whole kingdom collaboration idea?
he makes this point that prayer isn't just about asking for things.
Yeah.
It's about partnering with God in spiritual warfare.
Okay.
He talks about how our prayers can actually thwart Satan's plans and open doors for the gospel to spread.
Okay, so it's less about bless my day, God, and more about God, show me what you were doing and how I can be a part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Lakeney encourages us to go beyond just praying on our own.
Yeah.
He talks about joining prayer groups focused on missions, even praying for missionaries by name, making it really personal.
That's really cool. It's like we're becoming part of this prayer network, a support system for those on the front lines.
Yeah, exactly.
So prayer is step one. What's the second way, Blakeney says, we can partner with God?
The second area is what Blakeney calls partnering provisionally. The idea is that not everyone is called to go to another country or preach from a pulpit, but we can all contribute through our resources.
Okay.
And he specifically points to 3 John 8,
okay,
where it talks about becoming co-workers in the gospel through financial support.
That makes sense. Even if I can't personally go on a mission trip, I can help send someone else or support a ministry doing work I believe in. It's like being a sponsor for God's work.
That's a great way to put it. And this can look like anything from regular giving to our local church, to supporting specific missionaries, even participating in fundraising events. Blakeney's point is that our finances, when used with intentionality, can be a powerful tool for kingdom expansion.
I'm starting to see how these pieces fit together. So prayer's the foundation, then we support with our resources. It feels like we're building momentum towards actually getting out there ourselves.
Yeah.
Right. So what's Blakeney's third area for action?
The third one, which Blakeney calls participating personally, gets to the heart of stepping into the mission ourselves. And he's quick to point out that every believer is empowered by the Holy Spirit to share the gospel, just like we see in Acts 1.8.
Okay, so this is where we actually become those workers that Jesus needed, right?
Yeah.
But I'll be honest, the thought of sharing my faith makes me nervous. I'm not some, like, super evangelist, just a regular person trying to figure things out.
And Blakeney addresses that.
Okay, good.
He emphasizes that this doesn't mean we all need to become street preachers or deliver perfectly polished sermons.
Right.
He talks about lifestyle evangelism, which is about living in a way that draws people to Jesus, being ready to share our faith naturally as opportunities arise.
So it's less about forcing conversations and more about being open to them.
Yeah.
But honestly, even that feels intimidating sometimes. What if I freeze up or say the wrong thing? Does Blakeney offer any advice for those of us who aren't naturally outgoing evangelists?
Absolutely. He gives some really practical suggestions, like learning simple gospel sharing methods, such as the Romans Road, which uses verses from Romans to clearly lay out the message. He also talks about practicing our own testimony, sharing how Jesus has changed our lives, which feels less like a lecture and more like sharing a personal story.
Okay, I like that. Sharing my own experience feels less pressure than trying to be some theological expert. But I still worry about, like, knowing when to bring it up. Does Blakeney have tips for actually creating those opportunities?
He does. One thing he suggests is making a list of 2 or 3 people we want to intentionally reach out to each week.
Okay.
It could be someone who's expressed interest in faith or someone going through a tough time who needs encouragement. The point is to be proactive and look for those openings rather than just waiting for them to magically appear.
It's like we're taking responsibility, not just hoping things will fall into place. Mm-hmm. And I like how Blakeney breaks down those intimidating evangelism tasks into smaller, more manageable steps.
Exactly. Yeah. It takes the pressure off and makes it feel much more approachable. He even suggests practicing our testimony with a friend or family member to get comfortable sharing it.
It's like building those faith muscles so we're ready when the opportunity comes.
Yeah.
So we've got prayer, financial support, and then personal participation. Blakeney presents this as a really well-rounded approach to engaging in God's mission, right?
He does. And I think what's so powerful about Blakeney's approach is that he recognizes the unique ways each of us can contribute. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. Whether we're called to pray, to give, to go, or to share our faith in our everyday lives, there's a place for everyone in this kingdom collaboration.
I love that. It's encouraging to hear that we can all be a part of something so much bigger than ourselves, even if our contributions look different. But I'm also curious, does Blakeney ever talk about how this plays out on a larger scale, like within a church community?
He does. He envisions what he calls a kingdom-driven church, where every member feels empowered and equipped to participate in the mission. It's not just about a few passionate individuals doing all the outreach,
right,
but about creating a culture where everyone understands their role and how their unique gifts can be used for God's kingdom.
Okay, so we're not just talking about individual action, but a collective effort to build this kingdom-driven community. That's a really inspiring vision.
It is, and I think Blakeney's teaching really challenges us to think beyond our own personal spiritual growth and consider how we can be a part of something much bigger, something that extends far beyond ourselves.
That's a great point. It's easy to get caught up in our own little bubble, but Blakeney reminds us that God's mission is global and we all have a part to play.
Exactly. And I think that leads perfectly into Blakeney's concluding challenge.
Okay.
Which he poses in a really powerful way. He says, who will you invite this week?
Wow.
Who will you pray for today?
Wow, those are powerful questions. It's like he's bringing everything we've talked about full circle, pushing us to actually do something with this information.
Right. He's not just giving us theory. He's calling us to action. Yeah. And those questions are so personal, so pointed. They force us to consider who in our lives needs to hear about Jesus, who needs our prayers, who needs our support.
Yeah, I'm feeling that challenge myself. And I love how he leaves us with those questions hanging in the air, because it really gets you thinking.
It does. It's like a seed planted in our hearts, prompting us to consider how we can step into this kingdom collaboration in a tangible way.
You know, those two questions that Blakeney leaves us with, they're really sticking with me.
Yeah.
Who will you invite this week? Who will you pray for today? It's so simple, but so profound.
It really is. You know, it's like he cuts through all the noise and gets right to the heart of the matter. We can talk all day about these theories and strategies, but it ultimately comes down to those individual choices, those personal acts of obedience.
And it's intimidating, right? Like, I know for me, thinking about inviting someone to church or sharing my faith, it can feel awkward. You know, like I'm putting myself out there. Do you ever struggle with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in those feelings of inadequacy, like thinking, who am I to share my faith? Or what if I mess it up, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that's where Blakeney's emphasis on the Holy Spirit comes in.
Okay.
You know, he reminds us that it's not about our own strength or eloquence. It's about God working through us.
That's encouraging.
Yeah.
So it's not about having all the answers or being a perfect evangelist.
Nope.
It's about being willing to step out in faith and let God do the heavy lifting.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes the most powerful invitations aren't even the formal ones.
Right.
Like, it could be simply inviting a friend to a church event or offering to pray for a coworker who's going through a tough time, or even just living our lives in a way that reflects Christ's love and compassion.
Yeah, I think that makes it feel less daunting. It's not always about, like, some big dramatic conversion moment.
Right.
But about being a consistent presence in people's lives, you know, planting those seeds of faith along the way.
Right. And Blakeney actually talks about that. You know, he emphasizes that we may never know the full impact of our actions.
Yeah.
But we can trust that God is at work, even in those seemingly small interactions.
I love that. It takes the pressure off, like feeling like we have to single-handedly convert everyone we meet. So if you're listening right now and those questions that Blakeney posed are swirling around in your mind, I really encourage you to take a moment to consider them.
Yeah, don't let those promptings fade away. Like, who comes to mind? Who are you being nudged to reach out to? Maybe write those names down. Set a reminder on your phone. Whatever you need to do to follow through.
I'm definitely going to do that. And I think what's so empowering about this whole kingdom collaboration concept is it reminds us we're not in this alone.
Right.
We have each other to encourage and support. We have the Holy Spirit guiding us, and we have the power of prayer to break down barriers and open doors.
Absolutely. It's like we're all a part of this incredible network, each playing our own unique role in God's grand plan. And when we come together, united in purpose and fueled by that same compassion that Jesus had for the lost, I truly believe there's no limit to what God can do through us.
That's a great way to wrap things up. It's been an inspiring journey exploring these ideas with you. And if you're listening and feeling fired up to dive deeper, I highly recommend checking out Glenn Blakeney's website, kingdomreformation.org.
Yeah.
You can find all sorts of resources there, from podcasts to articles to study guides, all focused on equipping believers to live out this kingdom collaboration in their own lives.
And don't forget to subscribe while you're there. That way you can stay up to date on all the latest content. You know, there's always something new to learn and discover. And Blakeney does such a great job of making these concepts accessible and practical.
Absolutely. So let's go out there and be those workers Jesus talked about, sharing his love and compassion in whatever ways we can, trusting that God will use our efforts to bring about his kingdom here on earth.
Amen to that.